بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله. How valuable is zikr, and how making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How we inculcate the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our hearts. How through zikr we remove ghayrullah from our hearts. Allah ta'ala has given us the hearts. We should only give our hearts to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It is so unfair that Allah has given us the hearts and we give the hearts to ghayrullah. Allah created the heart. He created the heart so that His name, His love be inhabited in the heart. So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to inculcate the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in our hearts. A very thought-provoking hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala who says, on one occasion, a group of sahaba, not a big group, a small group of sahaba, they were seated in a masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out to them and asked them, Ma ajlasakum hadhi? What makes you sit here? Sahaba mentioned, it was a small group of people. They told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are seated here to make the zikr of Allah. We are only sitting here to make the zikr of Allah, to praise and glorify Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at them and told them, Allah, ma ajlasakum illa hadhi? Wallah, is this what you people are seated here for? Only to make the zikr of Allah? Sahaba mentioned, yes, ya Rasulullah, we are only seated here to make the zikr of Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I'm not taking an oath from you all because I have a doubt on you all. The reason I've taken oath is, just now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me. Just now Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me and he told to me that inna Allah yubahi bikum al malaika. You people are seated here making the zikr of Allah. In the heavens, Allah is priding himself in front of the angels because of what you people are doing. This is the value of sitting in a zikr majlis. Allah gets happy. And Allah prides himself in front of the malaika with those people that make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَى سَاعَ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرِ اللَّهِ. People will go into Jannah. Allah grant every one of us Jannah. That is what we are here for in the last 10 days, asking Allah to give us Jannah. Allah must save us from Jahannam. Allah grant every one of us, our near, dear one, family, community, the entire ummah, living and dead, Allah must grant everybody Jannah. But when a person goes to Jannah, he will get all the namas and bounties of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But there will be only one regret he'll have. Jannah is not a place to regret. But the person will regret. If there's anything he will regret for, it is just one thing. He will look at the ajr, the reward of zikr in Jannah. And then he will regret those times in the world which were spent without the zikr of Allah. That just shows what is the value of making the zikr of Allah. Brothers, our people that are listening to the program, our mothers, our sisters, everyone that listen to the program, Allah inculcate in us the importance of making the zikr of Allah. Few moments in the morning, in the evening, take out 10 minutes, 15 minutes to make the zikr of Allah. It will have a great impact in our lives. It brings about solution to many, many problems. The zikr directly will not be a solution, but through the barakat of zikr, Allah will guide us to solutions of our lives. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reported to have mentioned one sahabi, he said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that there's one person in his house, he's got money. Yaqsimuha. He's distributing the money. So Allah, he's a rich person, wealthy person. There's another person who does not have money, but he's sitting and making the zikr of Allah. Between the two, who is the better? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَكَانَ الزَّاكِرْ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. He don't have money. But he's got the love of Allah in his heart. He's got the passion to take the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That person is better than that person that makes the, distributes money. Not that giving money and giving sadaqah is not important. That's also important. That's also valuable. And if a person can do both of it, nurun ala nur. Make the zikr of Allah, give sadaqah and charity, you get the closeness to Almighty Allah. And this is what Allah tells us, urges us, repeated in the Quran Kareem. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu uzkurullaha zikran kaseera wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. O you who believe, Allah is appealing to our sense of iman. We are those that believe in Allah. We believe in the oneness of Allah. He is the creator of the sky and the earth. He created the sun and the universe. He created us. He created our eyes, our ears, our mouth. We are seeing the power of Allah within our own selves. And that alone is sufficient to spur us, turn us to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah says, make his zikr, remember him a lot. Allah don't only say make zikr. Allah says, kathir, remember me a lot. Allah's ni'mat are so great, it doesn't behove us just to remember Allah just for a few moments. A lot, all that time, 24/7, our hearts will be attached to Allah. And specifically Allah says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Praise Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the morning and in the evening. Two interpretations to this. Morning, evening means 24/7. All that time, there shouldn't be a single moment of your life in which your heart is absent from Almighty Allah. Or specifically the morning part and the evening part, Allah's special rahmat and mercy descends. That's the time the sun rises. That's the time the sun sets. That's the time activity starts. That's the time activities end. That's the time we attach ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah praises the believers and certain outstanding qualities of the believers. And Allah refers to males and females. Zikr is not only for males, also for females. And Allah says, أَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالزَّاكِرَاتِ. When Allah speaks about outstanding quality of believers, He speaks about those males that make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah speaks about those females, those women folk that sit in their homes. They also, they make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how, what an enjoyable moment it is. In this world, when we sit with people that are near dear ones, who are the beloved ones, we just enjoy that company. What company can be better than the company of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Being engrossed in the remembrance of Allah, talking to Allah, attaching our heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, in another verse of the Quran Kareem, He tells us about Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَوَنَّ أَلَّا نَقَدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, the great Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah sent him to a particular nation. For some reason he got angry, he got upset, he left the nation and he went away. Allah caused him to be swallowed by a huge fish or a whale. So Allah speaks about it, that it was the darkness of the night. It was the darkness of the ocean. It was the darkness of the belly of the fish. Darkness upon darkness. Can one imagine? One is just the darkness of the night, absolutely dark. That alone brings discomfort in a person. Then it is the darkness of the ocean, and not just being by the ocean, inside the ocean. And that too being swallowed by a fish. What hope can a person have of coming out in such a situation? And for days on end, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the belly of the fish, and the fish is going around that ocean. Finally, he makes dua, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa ant. Allah, there is no one worthy of worship but you. That is the same thing. La ilaha illallah. No one worthy of worship but Allah. Subhanak. Allah, you are pure. You are free of any blemish. There is no weakness or shortcomings in you. Weakness and shortcoming that's attributed to us, not to Allah. Allah is subhan. Allah is pure from any weakness or shortcoming. Inni kuntu min az-zalimin. Allah, that I'm among the oppressors. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam made this zikr, it is the barakat of the zikr. Allah speaks about that he was in so many darknesses. Darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean, darkness of the belly of the fish. We think about the various darknesses we are in life. Various challenges. Sometimes we say that there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no such thing as no light at the end of the tunnel. With the barakat of zikr, there's always light. Allah take you out of challenges. When Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam came out from such a challenge, from such darknesses, then why would Allah not take us out from our own darknesses and our challenges of life? Turn to Allah, make zikr. And with the barakat of zikr, Allah will guide us to the solutions of our life. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat every day, brothers. Not only in the month of Ramadan, it's my wish, my desire that we create a mahol, we create an environment of zikr. In this masjid, in our homes, in our community, if there's anything that brings the real rahmat and mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it is the zikr of Allah. It is the remembrance of Allah. Allah gets happy with that and Allah bestows us with that. Allah grants us tawfiq and hidayat. Take a few moments of our life, morning, evening, to engage in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What can be better than we being the makhluk, attracting ourselves to our khaliq and our khaliq, our creator, and happy with us because we are taking the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So, we'll be making the zikr again. It'll be a few tasbihat. It'll be one tasbih of La ilaha illallah, two tasbih of illallah, three tasbih of Allahu Allah, and the last tasbih will be just one time Allah. So I'll be making my zikr. You can join me, and then on your own also make the zikr. So you inculcate your own habit of making the zikr, and you attach yourself to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant all tawfiq and hidayat. Recite three times. Qul huwallahu ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا اله الا الله 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 لا اله لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الا الله 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 الله
Allahu Allah, 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 Hadiri, Allah, Nadiri, Allah, Ma'i, Allah, 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 Allah.
When we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah is focused on us. Allah looks at us. Allah prides himself in front of the malaika that these people, they have made my zikr. They're remembering me. Allah tells in the Quran al-Kareem, Faskuruni askurukum. You remember me, I will remember you. We made the zikr of Allah. And according to what Allah himself says, that I will remember you. Lift up our hands, make dua to Allah. Ask Allah whatever our needs are. The dua that's made after zikr is most definitely accepted. When you make Allah happy, Allah is such that he's so merciful. Whatever we ask Allah, he will grant us, and he will grant it even more than that. So turn to Allah, make dua with full yaqeen and conviction, and make dua for ourselves, make dua for our akhirat, make dua that we die in the state of iman, make dua for our qabr, make dua that we'll be resurrected with the abrar and the salihin, make dua that we Allah granted the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make dua everything about our akhirat. Then we make dua for our dunya. Make dua for our near dear ones, the challenges that we have in life. Make dua for the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After making zikr, whatever you present to Allah, Allah readily accepts it. Allah grant us tawfiq to inculcate the habit of zikr and dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.